The Celtics are scheduled to play Game 1 of their playoff series against the Raptors tonight in Orlando, but the game may not happen. The teams are considering refusing to play to protest police violence against Black Americans. The Milwaukee Bucks chose not to play yesterday, and other NBA teams followed. All three playoff games were postponed. The Celtics' Jason Tatum says the decision on whether to play for him rests on realizing that he's more than just a basketball player.
Obviously, basketball gives us a unique platform to use, because obviously we have a lot of influence on people and what we do and what we say and what we promote. And we know the impact that we have, and we try to figure out the best way to use that.
For more on this morning, we're joined now by Kyle Draper, who covers the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. Kyle, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
So we just heard from Jason Tatum. What are other Celtics saying about this?
Well, I think they're unified in their message, Bob. You know, one of the reasons that the Celtics and a number of NBA players decided to return to the court, go down there to Orlando, is they wanted to be able to use their platform to impact change. And over the first couple of weeks, I think they did that. The problem is, as time goes on, it seems like those messages have been drowned out. It seems like those messages you don't hear as often. And now we have, the killing of Jacob Blake, and players are thinking to themselves, we're down here playing the game, because that's what it is, Bob. It's a game, while young Black people are being murdered in this country, and that clearly doesn't sit well with them. And so now they're trying to figure out what can they do, what kind of action items. I think they're tired of words, Bob. I think they're looking for, what kind of action items can they do to bring about some sort of change.
So you've covered these players. What do you think's going on in their minds right now this morning? What discussions do you think they're having behind closed doors?
I think the conversations now are how can they best use their platform to bring about change. They had a meeting last night. And a couple of teams apparently voted to leave Orlando and return home. I think they'll have a meeting again today. And so these are difficult conversations.
Can I ask you a personal, professional question, Kyle? What did you think yesterday as a sports journalist and a Black man watching the Milwaukee Bucks and other NBA athletes refuse to play in protest against police violence and systemic racism?
Well, I had a number of different thoughts and feelings. First of all, I was proud to be a Black man, to see these young guys, and because what we're talking about is 20-something-year-olds here, Bob. I'm a 45-year-old man, and to see, our younger generation take on this enormous task, made me proud. But also it made me sad, too, Bob, because here we are in 2020, and, some of the same issues and fights that my father and my grandfather went through are still being had today. I thought we've come so far as a country since the civil rights era, but yet we're still seeing some of the same things. And so, I'm proud to be a Black man and proud to support these players, but it also makes me sad. I do also want to say that, I feel like the NBA players are taking on a burden that they shouldn't go alone. I said this on NBC Sports Boston last night. If we truly want a better world for our kids, I have an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old. If I truly want a better world for them, I should be angry at what's going on. You should be angry. If we truly want a better America for our children, we all should be angry right now. And I don't want these NBA players to feel like, they're having to shoulder this burden alone.
Thank you for that, Kyle. I appreciate it. Let me come back to tonight's game, if I might. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the Celtics play, or do you think they sit out?
I think they sit out. I think that, the feeling inside that locker room is strong. While everything is going on outside of basketball, I would imagine the guys are saying to themselves, how can we focus on a game? And I could keep going back to that. I know it's their profession, but at the end of the day, it's a game when people are losing their lives out here. And so I don't think they'll play today. I don't have any inside knowledge of that, but just reading the tea leaves and judging the temperature around the league, I don't think they'll play today. I do think at some point the games will return, but I think we're a few days away from that.
Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston, wonderful to talk to you this morning, Kyle. Thanks very much.
All right, Bob. Thanks for having me.